Hello and welcome to another episode of the Money Clarity Podcast. Today I'm doing something a little different and I'm going to share with you basically my origin story, if you will, or how I went from hating math in middle school to being the budget nerd that I am today. Welcome to the Money Clarity Podcast. I'm your host, Lindsay Sciarrocca. I'm a YNAB certified coach and a certified money coach, and I am here to help you stop feeling stressed about money. Together, we'll get your finances organized so that you can finally feel confident about not only spending and saving, but using your money as a tool to go after your biggest, wildest dreams. Let's dive into today's episode. Like I mentioned in the intro, I hated math in school. I remember crying over math in middle school because I just didn't understand it. Didn't make any sense to me. So when I went to college, I was actually a graphic design major. I have a degree in graphic design, and I took one math class my first semester, freshman year of college, and said, I am never touching math again. So how did I go from that to being a budget nerd? Let me take you through a little story here today. So like I mentioned, I did graduate. My degree is in graphic design, and I graduated to college in 2008. If anybody remembers what was happening in 2008, it was not exactly a great time to be coming into the job market. Plus, I graduated and was like, yeah, I don't know that I really want to be a graphic designer, but I don't have any idea what else I want to do. So I took, honestly, a 6 or 8 years and worked a lot of odd jobs. I actually traveled for 2 years. I was out of the country for almost exactly 2 years. I traveled through mostly Australia and New Zealand, which happy to talk about anytime, but that's a whole, could be a whole nother podcast. And I was working for a real estate photography company at the time. This was in 2015. I was working for a real estate photography company, and a friend asked me to help her with her budget. I still to this day don't know why she asked me to help her, but she did. So we sat down on a Friday night and looked at her finances. We looked at her bank account, looked at her transactions, went over things line by line. I just showed her a couple things, was like, hey, if you take this extra money that you're making from your second job, you could take that, put it towards your car loan, and you could have that paid off before you go to grad school in a year. And that just blew her mind. And she makes a comment towards the end of the night and says, I am so sorry for making you work on a Friday night. To which my immediate response was, are you kidding? I love this stuff. And that was my light bulb moment. Because like I said, I had been working a bunch of odd jobs for 8 years, didn't know what I wanted to do with my life, but had always heard that phrase, do what you love, you'll never work a day in your life. So I was like, okay, if that was my immediate thought when she said, I'm so sorry to make you work, I need to pay attention to this. I need to investigate this a little bit more. So I started connecting with financial advisors on LinkedIn because, like I said, this was 2015, and even then, the idea of a money coach wasn't really all that familiar to most people. It wasn't really out there that much. So you think finances, you think financial advisor. I'd actually been connected with one a couple months before for an investment account I had, and it didn't end up doing anything with him. But it happened that he reached out to me, I think it was that, like later the next week, to see if I wanted to do anything with that account. And I was like, no, but can we meet and have coffee, and can I ask you about this industry? So I did. And like I said, I met with a bunch of other advisors on LinkedIn. I connected with them, just sent them cold messages and said, hey, I'm looking to get into this industry. Would you be willing to chat with me for a little bit to tell me what it's like? And a few of them did. I met with that advisor, and everything he said was like, I was just like, yes, okay, tell me more. This sounds great. So long story short, from the time I met with my friend, that was about early November timeframe of 2015, to the time I started I signed on to start studying for my licenses with my first firm was less than 2 months, because everything just felt right. Everything just clicked. It was just like, yes, more. Yes, this is right. This is what I'm supposed to be doing. So by Christmas of that year, I was studying for my licenses, and you have to get a few licenses before you can become a full financial advisor. So that took me about 6 months, because it was July 5th, 2016, when I officially started working at my first firm. Like I said, I was full licensed financial advisor, doing investment planning, retirement planning, all of those long-term pieces. But I kept coming back to the budgeting piece. People kept coming to me for help. People kept knowing somehow that I enjoyed budgeting and that I could help them. And I wanted to do more of it because that was what I really enjoyed doing. So also during this time in early 2017 is when I met my now husband. He was also a financial planner at a different firm. We met at a local young professionals networking group and totally hit it off. We met on a Wednesday morning, we're having coffee by Thursday, and went on our first date on Saturday, and have basically been together ever since. So we started talking, we started dating, we started talking about work all the time, and spreadsheets, and numbers, and investments, and all of my friends were like, oh my goodness, you guys are perfect for each other, because you're nerding out over spreadsheets. So anyway, I knew I was going to be leaving my first firm that I was with at this point, and I was looking for somewhere else to go, and I did take a couple months to do some research, interviewed with a couple different places, but again, this could be a super long story, but I'm trying to keep it fairly condensed for you. But I ended up moving over to the firm that he was at. This was August of 2017. So we started working together, but separately. We were still working towards our own goals, but he'd been in the industry a little bit longer, so he was teaching me some things and helping me learn some of their systems at this firm that we were now with. And a couple months later, by this point, we knew this was it for us, me and him. We were probably going to get married, and we had this realization of, we are working together towards separate goals. Why don't we work together towards the same goals? So we decided to completely merge our businesses. Let's go into business together. Let's do this together. That was the beginning of 2018. So we still have that business together. That is Providers and Families Wealth Management. We are financial planners. We do that retirement planning, investment planning, life insurance, disability insurance, all of those things. But again, I kept coming back to the budget piece. And I was helping clients with it, but I couldn't do it the way I wanted to do it. I couldn't really do the coaching to the emotional level that I wanted to under the firm we were at. Because if you don't know anything about the financial services industry, it's a little ridiculous with their compliance. So I couldn't do the coaching to the level that I wanted to do it under our other business. So I said, okay, fine, I'll start a separate business. So I did. I started that business in 2020. The first certification I got was called the Certified Money Coach. And that's the certification that taught me all about how to look at your relationship with money. So how did you grow up with money? What are your beliefs around money? What are your habits around money today? And how does all of that affect how you deal with money now? But it didn't touch on the practical side of how to actually budget. So I had been introduced to YNAB in 2017. Remember, this was back in 2015 when I met with my friend about budgeting. It wasn't until 2017 that I found YNAB, because two people told me about it in the same day. I was like, okay, two people have told me about this in the same day. I need to look into this, because how have I never heard of this software before? So I started trying to learn YNAB, and I will admit it was hard. It was difficult. There was a learning curve, but obviously I was a little more motivated than most people. So I watched all the videos. I took the classes. I poured my way through it to try to figure it out. And let me tell you, it's a total game changer, but it's a budgeting tool, right? They are now getting into the relationship with money space, but at the time it was simply a software. So, right, so we had the relationship with money, the certified money coaching, and then I became a YNAB certified coach on the YNAB tool. But I still felt like there was a disconnect because we can talk about budgeting, I can teach you how to use the software all day long, but if you don't understand why you have the habits that you do, you're not going to make changes, or at least not lasting changes. So what I decided to do was take the best of both worlds. I took pieces of the Certified Money Coaching Program, and I combined it with how to use YNAB as your budgeting tool. And that is what has really made the difference. That is what I take my clients through on a regular basis, but that's just really the short story of how I got to be this budget nerd. Like, I just totally fell in love with YNAB. It totally happened by chance. You know, like I said, I have a degree in graphic design. I never, ever thought I would be in financial services, much less loving it. I had started in financial services and I had been in the industry less than a month. And I was like, this is it. This is what I'm going to be doing when I retire. Nothing else had ever felt like that for me. Everything else had always been a job for now. Maybe I'll be here in 6 months, maybe a year, but it's something I'm doing for now. It's not my long-term plan. But like I said, I'd been in the industry a month and I was like, this is it. This is what I love to do. Because it is so incredibly powerful to help people take control of their money. When things start to click and they have that clarity and they have a plan and they know how to make progress towards their goals, that's just incredible. And that's what I love doing. So that's kind of my little rambling story about how I got here. How I went from crying over math homework in middle school to being this crazy budget nerd who would talk about budgeting and YNAB all day long. And my hope here is that by sharing all of this, obviously that you've gotten a little bit of a better understanding of how I came to be this budget nerd, but I also hope that it gives you a little bit of inspiration to show you that you don't have to be great with numbers or love math to be able to take control of your money. Because math still is different than money. I still don't want to solve equations for X, Y, and Z. Still have zero interest in that. But taking what is your income and comparing it to your expenses and seeing how you can have the most impact on not only yourself with your savings and your debt pay down, but then being able to take extra money and have a profound impact on the world beyond, that's just incredible. That's what lights me up. So, like I said, you don't have to love numbers either. Maybe by being in my world, it'll rub off on you just a little bit, enough to get you to where you're going. But what you really need is the motivation to get to a different place. And just by being here, you are already taking steps to get there. So congratulate yourself for that. Celebrate that little win. I'm all about celebrating the wins. And if you'd like a little bit more support, I would love to have you inside of my new membership, the Empowered Money Circle. This is a supportive space to heal your relationship with money, get practical help using YNAB, and finally feel confident managing your finances. You can learn more at theexuberantelephant.com/membership, and that link will also be in the description below. Thanks so much for listening to this little bit of a different rambling episode today. I hope you enjoyed it and got a little inspiration that maybe you can do this, because I believe you can. Just by being here, you're already on the right path. As always, remember, your biggest, wildest dreams are within reach. Let's go make some money moves so that you too can start to experience financial freedom.
That's all for this episode of the Money Clarity Podcast. My hope is that today's conversation gave you a little bit of clarity and confidence to take the next right step. If you're ready to dive deeper into your relationship with money, you can find more resources, both free and paid, at theexuberantelephant.com/everything. You can also find that link in the show notes. And if you're enjoying the podcast, please leave a rating and review. It really helps the show reach more people just like you. Talk to you next time.